This was fun. But I'm serious. Don't text or call. Understood? I'll contact you. Yeah. I don't need the headache of him catching us. Oh. Why don't you take this? Cheating. Deception. Lies. It's all the same. Doing things we shouldn't be doing. We know it's wrong. But how often does it happen? And so easily, right? I'm going to be honest. I had a really fun night. And I'm sure you're curious as to what happened. But before I get into all those details, why don't we rewind to see how this all started? Oh, really? That's so sweet. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
The excitement of someone new. The guy I'm with? Yes. Well, this is our third or fourth date, maybe. We met at work.
Oh, right.
And well, yeah. He's nice. And I can tell he really likes me. And sweet. He isn't the type of guy I typically go for. But I gave him a chance. And so far, well, I've really enjoyed the time that we have spent together.
But sadly...
As you can guess, the guys I usually go for are the super player types, confident, maybe cocky, dress well, look great without a shirt on. You know what I'm getting at.
Maybe we can do something when you get
the problem? It never works out.
There's this new
sure, it is great sex. Amazing sex.
Yeah.
But that's typically all it is.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The rest is just heartache and stress. Now, up until this point, well, we haven't had sex.
I don't even
we actually haven't done anything physical.
Let's go.
Other than a simple kiss.
Little Miss Chatterbox.
At the end. Of each night. But based on how I'm feeling,
you know,
that's all about to change.
I could always make you a drink back at, you know, my place. Why don't we make our way there? Yeah? Sounds good.
After dinner, he drove me home. But instead of a goodnight kiss at the front door, I invited him to my bedroom.
You're just all about me. And you think I'm beautiful. What else do you think? Ooh. I'm sexy. I am. Mm. that you want to do to me. I want to hear you say it. No, no, no. I think you're being shy. Don't be shy. You do you? You want to taste me? I like the way that sounds. Well, don't keep me waiting.
I had no idea you were such a naughty, dirty man. Oh, yeah.
It's funny how you can totally misread a person. I didn't peg him as the type that would want to, you know, go straight from making out to licking my ass. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't complaining. I didn't think he would be, you know, completely vanilla.
But my
I didn't peg him as the type that would want to go straight from making out to licking my ass. Don't get me wrong. I wasn't complaining. It felt great.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah. But as much as I love having my ass licked, I love the feel of a cock.
Yeah.
Inside me.
You like watching me?
Inside me, even more. And my pussy. Ready for dick.
Get that dick hard for my hot pussy.
And the problem was, he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
His cock was only half hard.
Touch that cock for me. Show me how much my body excites you. Your cock does want to fuck, doesn't it?
I was frustrated. I mean, it was obvious based on the way he pushed his tongue inside that he wanted me.
There's no need to be.
Maybe it was just too many drinks, or maybe he was just nervous.
I mean, if it doesn't get hard soon, I may just have to find someone else to fuck her.
I probably shouldn't have brought up the whole fucking another guy line, but when you're tipsy and horny,
you don't like that thought, do you?
Things, you know, sometimes slip, but either way.
I am a bad girl.
If it was him finally letting go, our jealousy taking over, his cock finally got hard.
What? You're almost there. No. We just started. Did you come? Oh. Yeah. I'm glad you feel good. Yeah.
Well, I might have been lying. I mean, it was fun, but lasting only, I don't know. Was that even a minute? 2 minutes tops. Like he said, he was nervous. It was all new. Surely next time would be much, much better.
Tell me how much you love fucking your hot girlfriend. Yeah. I do have the best pussy. Oh, yeah. Harder, babe. Oh, yeah. I want you to give it to me harder. Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah, baby. Just like that. Oh, yeah. You like when I ride your dick, don't you? Did you just come? Oh, baby. You've got to let me know when you're getting close. No. It's fine.
It wasn't fine. But it was a little better. I wasn't looking at the clock, so maybe 3 minutes. And it was feeling good. I wasn't lying about that. But just as I started getting into it, he lost control again.
Harder. Oh, I'm almost there. Oh, keep fucking me. Why the fuck are you stopping? You did good. Yeah. It was much better.
Who was I kidding? This wasn't working. If it wasn't an issue of his dick staying hard, it was an issue of his dick coming too early. Blah. I was so over it. I had resisted the urge all this time. Really. I had been good. But tonight, I was done. You see, there was this guy that I had met out with some friends. He wanted me. He was that kind of guy. The guy that I'm, you know, used to being with. But I had just gone out with my guy the night before. And after it went so well, I wanted to, you know, try a new way. I wanted to do it right this time. Fortunately, I didn't delete his number. And you can imagine his surprise to hear from me. I asked how things were going with me and my guy. I was vague in my response. But like I said, he knew why I was reaching out to him. And if I can be completely real, the excitement of texting him, well, made me wet. Really, really wet. I wanted to fuck. I wanted to be that girl again. I asked if he had plans for the following night. He said he'd make time for me. But, like all things in my current relationship, the fun was cut short.
Oh, hi. What am I doing? I don't know. I didn't sleep. Yeah, a headache? I don't know, I just thought maybe I, you know, just maybe get something to drink, take an Advil or two. Yeah.
But even though my boyfriend successfully pulled me back to bed, erratic thoughts filled my mind. And it wasn't long before I was on my back, with a real man's cock between my open, spread legs. That night, I didn't sleep. My pussy was so raw from the savage fuck he gave me. His big, thick cock gave me orgasm after orgasm after orgasm. And when he finally came, he didn't pull out. He released inside the flood of his hot cum. He told me he had to run, but to call whenever. After he left, I looked at my phone. I had 12 missed calls and countless texts from my boyfriend. Well, soon to be ex-boyfriend.
Hey, listen. I know. I know. I'm sorry. I've just been really busy. I know, I missed your calls. Look, I don't know how to say this. You're great. Like a really great guy. But I'm just not feeling it. Yeah. But I'd still like to be friends. If that's okay with you.